It is here to stay. The early adopters are kind of pushing for it, so eventually the policy will follow suit in the administration of the airspace, and we'll make sure that everyone's going to fly safe and cooperative with national airspace rules.
And that is one big question. What are the rules that have to be followed when using these?
Well, right now the public sector is allowed to fly under a certification of authorization through the FAA, and that's currently what the way we go. We stick with the rules as they are. There are hobby rules, in effect, that are under the FAA Reform Act 2012. There's some guidance in there for hobbyists if they want to fly. But the major important part of there is to fly safely and far enough away from an airport and don't impede on actual national airspace.
But Thompson says the technology is ready to be adopted and used for agricultural purposes.
It really comes down to the sensors, the sensor payloads that are being developed for these systems. The aircrafts are pretty much done. I mean, they've been developed, they're stable, everything's ready. And now miniaturization of the sensor payloads are really where the effort will be for a lot of technologists in the future. The ones that are available for farmers to go purchase and fly over the crops are largely just imagery, so they're getting maps and map data. But eventually we'd like to show them, hey, there's mold here, there's a pest here, and to actually here, this is the geolocation, go to this place, burn out 10 feet circle of that crop, and then replant, because you've got a fungus growing there that's going to go ahead and take over all of your crop if you don't take care of it in the next week or so.
And price-wise, he says costs have come down some.
Yeah, as the technology becomes more mature, prices will come down. We've already seen the price reduction about 50% so far from where it came out about 3 or 4 years ago. So as it keeps going down, I think it'll be more affordable and much more value to the farmers.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.